All right, we are plugged in and ready to rock and roll. You're listening to the Crass Files podcast with Adam and Donna. So it's Friday night here in Sydney, Australia. Great to be on board with everybody out there. Hope everyone's doing fine. Everything's up on the website, crassfiles.com. Plenty going up. And contact me anytime, thanks to the members. Support me over there as well. But everything's connected with that website, really is. And we have so much to cover. It never bloody ends, does it, Donna?
Uh-uh.
It never ends.
No.
We could be here. We could be here for days. It really is unbelievable. Getting heavily censored, Donna, which is expected. But some of my guests can't post anything, and Rob D has experienced this censorship we're covering as well. So I've just signed up to Brighton Social. Don't really have any followers there, but it's a nice platform, so I'm just going to start posting there, and I put that up on the website. And BitChute's doing really well for me. I've finally been able to get shows up there, so I'm just compressing them, making them a smaller file, and it's going straight up. And there's lots of people, you know, I put one up this morning, you know, there was 20, 30 views, you know, within a few minutes. So then it slows down and then it goes up, so that's great. There's good comments and people following over there, so I've left YouTube and all these things behind. Facebook is just not responsive for me anymore, so I'm just using Messenger, but still just keeping the website up and running, and we continue to chat. And as you said, it's really incredible days. There's so much to talk about. You know, the dangers of this COVID shot is astronomical. I was just thinking about this morning, actually, having my coffee, sitting out there thinking, my God, because we're such early days in Australia, and we've had that time to look at other countries. And we called it on this show. I was saying so many times, how will the government and the media deal with it in this country, and how will they lie, and what will they say? Because, you know, we can see the damage that the COVID jabs are causing in the US and England and everywhere, right? We know. They can't hide it, so the media know we know. So over the months, they've been giving us, you know, a couple of cases here and there, but it's getting to the point now where they're giving it to us every day. So, you know, I'm picking them up all the time. I save them all, just even if it's the mainstream ones, I save them all here so we can talk about. They're saying two more Australian men in hospital with clots after receiving the AstraZeneca vaccine. Two males, one from Queensland and another from Tasmania. And I was looking at some more reports. Is it Jeanette Young? Is that the woman, the blonde woman with the glasses in Queensland?
Yeah.
This is the one that could turn up to, you know, a zombie apocalypse movie and to do a role as a zombie, and the directors would just say, go straight through, you're ready, you don't have to get any makeup, because you look like a fucking zombie. That's what she looks like. But this woman was actually in the media. She was talking about these blood clot cases, these men who are probably going to die. She was talking about them like they were rats in an experiment. Like, it was so cold-hearted what she was saying.
Yeah,
and, you know,
awesome.
And that's how you can see you're going to get treated when you have a blood clot or what they're calling a rare, and they're actually saying here, an extremely rare side effect. No. If you get the vaccine, you're most likely going to get a side effect or you're going to die. If you don't, you'll get it on the second one. And I think that it's coming down to the point now where, you know, I think of Australia, yeah, it's not so much available for the general public yet, but a lot of the nursing homes are getting it. And so all the nursing homes around Australia who are getting these jabs, we just don't know about how many people are dying, because they're old and they're going to die anyway, right? So they're not going to tell us that. But people in the public, they're starting to give us these stats each day now, and I think it's going to get worse and more intense because they're not going to be able to cover it. So they're going to start giving us more. But how many people are getting these bad reactions and actually dying, we don't know. But I think this is going to boil over. So incredible days looking at all of this, and there's a lot of fear and in Australia, and people just not trusting this. They're bringing in mask restrictions in New South Wales, in Sydney area. I'm in that now, so we've got a three-day one. So everybody's wearing their masks again because of the double, quadruple mutant strain plane of, it's like a cartoon. And so incredible days, what we're seeing happening here. And I just couldn't believe this morning, that really struck me, the way these health authorities and Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young, the one that she really does look like a zombie with lipstick on. It was unbelievable how she was talking about these people like they were just mice in a lab and they just meant nothing. And, you know, it's possibly it was, but we don't know. And even some of the media were saying that, you know, what can you do if you get injured and where are you going to go? What help are you going to get? These men developed extreme abdominal pains after receiving the first jab. Extreme abdominal pains. Imagine that. And then they went
their organs.
They went into intensive care. And we don't know what's happened to them. And we don't know how many this is happening to. This is crimes against humanity. This is murder, and it's absolutely unbelievable. And, you know, I don't know where it's going to go from here. All we have to do is just keep warning people as much as we can. But as I said, here we are in Sydney. They got us in the masks again over
on
Where's
expire?
Wally? You know, where's Wally? Wally's not well. Where is he?
When does that expire, Sunday?
It does. It started yesterday, as I said to you before, and we're chatting.
Yeah,
I went to the mall to grab some things, and people already had them on at 3 o'clock, and the restrictions came in at 5, and all the shops were wearing them. Everyone had them on, and that was before 5, so that's why I just don't want anything to do with them tomorrow, because they're all going to have them on, and none of them have questioned this ridiculous, nonsense, stupid story that they've come up with, as I told you before, with Wally. He's going around the state infecting everyone with a double mutant hamburger strain, you know, with a whopping serving of this and a mixed bag lollies of that. It's absolutely stupid that anybody in their right mind would buy any of this. But here they are masking up, and Gladys has got us in masks again because of one Wally case who's sneezing somewhere and they want to bring him in, and she's calling it crucial. Gladys is sitting there with a worried face like it's a Bourne Identity movie and they're all in a big, you know, like those movies with the FBI when they're in the, they got all the monitors and they're tracking and they're using all the cameras and they're doing everything they desperately can to bring Wally in. You know, it's just so stupid, Donna. But in general, from what I've seen, the public are still buying it. And I've talked to people today. They think that there is the virus still there and we just need to do what we need to do until we, you know, we can get out of this. And it's like, you're not getting out of this. We're halfway through the year. This is getting, it's continuing. Can't you see the light? Move forward, Donna, and keep doing the best we can.
I just keep doing what I'm doing. I drive around with my magnets and I just rotate them, and I've got four more on order, which I sent you. And I've got another four that I'm working on. And I'm just going to keep rotating them and my T-shirts as well. Last night, see, Mum was supposed to have a home visit from this new doctor today, and I get this phone call from the medical centre just after 6 o'clock, so they must work late. Anyway, she said, oh, look, I'm sorry, we're going to have to postpone your appointment for till next Friday. And I said, well, that's not suitable, because we were waiting on him to come and write Mum some new scripts for some other drugs to wean her off the other drugs. And anyway, so I had to go in there today to sort out this script thing, because we needed to have her drugs reviewed. And anyway, so the lady behind the counter told me that he was off sick. And I'm thinking, what do you think went through my mind? He's in the belly of the beast there, running around, probably touching patients that have just had the jab. And so it'll be interesting to see if he does come back to work by Wednesday. That's what they said he'd be back by to write my scripts. And, I just thought, oh, boy. So if that's the case, and I'll find out somehow if he has been if he's not back by Wednesday, then I know that he's not well. He's probably ended up in hospital. So it's infecting everybody, you know, this shedding or transmission, whatever you want to call it. I was listening to Dr. Tenpenny, Sherry Tenpenny earlier. And she did a round table with about three or four nurses in Canada and the States, and she was talking about, you know, this transmission. And she said that there's about 162 other COVID vaccines in the pipeline. And I mean, I trust her with what she says because I know she does her research and she can back it up with facts. But that's what she said in this interview. And she was also talking about the spike protein and how so many people are, you know, getting crazy menstrual cycles and bleedings and clots and all the rest of it. But I just remember that number when she said 162 in the pipeline, ready to be rolled out in the next probably 2 years. Insane. It's the definition of insanity.
They already had them. Yeah, they're ready to roll.
Yeah, oh, they've had this. Yeah, they've had it all planned for quite some time. I mean, how they've rolled this out in, what, 7 months? Like from the announcement of the vaccine being available for them to then work out the distribution of it all. I mean, it's taken around about 7 months. And the devastation that it's caused in a matter of 4 months is just off the charts. I was watching another thing on BitChute, and I screenshotted all of those things. I couldn't send it to you in Messenger, so I'm obviously blocked from sending memes or photos in Messenger. I can send links, but I can't send photos.
Oh, yeah, same.
Or memes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had to send it to you in Skype. Yeah, so those are some really great things if you want to use them on your website as far as factual numbers of adverse events and deaths. And I think that was as of April, some stages in April, with all of those screenshots I sent you. And, I mean, they're from Bayer's. So you can times those figures by 100 or 99 if you want to be exact. So we're talking millions upon millions of deaths here already, and we're only at the start of it.
It's a friend sent me something today which was interesting read. I didn't read all of it. It's about self-spreading vaccines. And it says it's a technology, self-spreading vaccines, also known as transmissible or self-propagating vaccines, are genetically engineered to move through populations in the same way as the so-called diseases do. And so this article is just talking about how it can vaccinate people like animal populations, you know, and move through like that. So interesting, as we mentioned, there's nothing viral here, but what kind of technology? Because I think some of the articles coming out, and one I put up from John Rappaport, he mentions Monsanto and the GMO technology, which they told farmers was safe, and they started putting it everywhere, and it was spreading everywhere. It was almost like had like a hive mind. And yep. It was ending up all over the place when they said that wouldn't happen. And then other farmers were getting it in their crops. So, you know, they're planting it here and it was spreading there. So this is like a GMO vaccines with extreme technology in there. I think this is something to look at, you know, definitely. But as we keep saying, God knows what people have been given. We don't know. And Rob was mentioning before as well, yeah, there's a sickness mix, as we call it, being sprayed over Sydney during our lockdown.
Oh, yeah, we've been bombed here too, big time.
Yeah, it's really disgusting. The skies here today, you can see all that stretchy, gooey kind of sky and that film, that milky film over the sky today. And I've had a cough for about a week, which is unlike me. And I've run into a couple other people I know and they're coughing with the same cough as well. One person has gone and got a COVID test. Someone's wife or husband, they were mentioning, I won't give away too much, but people are coughing around Sydney area now, I notice, and that happens here and there. You get these irritating coughs that you can't seem to shake, you know, and because I'm normally really healthy, there's nothing wrong with me. I don't get anything. I never get anything, you know, unless I'm really run down or tired. I'm always fine, but this is, and then I look up and I see this, we say, this sickness mix being sprayed on us. Well, it's, you know, if it's going to start making people get flu-like symptoms and respiratory illnesses and coughs and irritations, then it's going to get people more to go and get tested, isn't it? And more likely to go and get the COVID shots, I guess, because they think they've got COVID-19.
What a way to get to the anti-vaxxers like us with this tech that they've got in this vaccine of gene therapy, gene experiment, for it to be transmissible. So I don't think they're terribly worried about the hesitancy factor, because it's going to get us anyway. I mean, how are we going to avoid this? We can't live in a bubble. We don't know how transmissible it is. I mean, it might have the same transmissible qualities as what they claim COVID has, where it could end up on surfaces, you know, like a trolley. Or, I mean, even though you see these kids that are employed just to clean all the freaking trolleys and everything else in the stores, like the IGA, they've got one guy that's designated to just clean the trolleys, because that's a full-time job. And he's not just doing the handles, he's doing everything. I'm just like, far out, you know. And, oh, unbelievable. I just shake my head. I don't even worry. You just got to live your life. You just can't live in fear. I mean, the sheeple are scared of the virus, and we're scared of them. You know?
That's right.
It's crazy. Anyway, can I just start with this masks thing? Because I've done a bit of research with Know Your Rights group. And
interesting timing with Sydney anyway, because the masks
are back. Yeah, well, I thought it would be. And, I mean, it's going to come here. It's going to go everywhere.
Yeah.
So we might as well be armed and know what we're talking about, know what we're dealing with, and know how to combat this, because this is the law. And a lot of people don't know what the law is. So if you don't know the law, you're not protected. You're really not. And, I mean, look, there's going to be a certain percentage of people that are going to be too intimidated by the cops to stand up for themselves. They'll probably poo their pants and just comply. But then there's some of us that will stand up for our rights and take it to the nth degree. So this, I guess, is for the people that have got the courage to do that. But anyway, he starts off with, we must give our name and address to the police. This really antagonizes them. He says here, the police do not have the power to arrest you simply to ascertain your details, and they have no power to arrest you unless they intend to charge you. And failing to speak to police walking down the street is not a chargeable offense, but failing to provide your name and address when asked is. Please make sure you understand the distinction. According to the Supreme Court ruling in the matter of DPP, which must be the some sort of police department, versus Hamilton, the judge clearly said, you are not required to stop and speak to the police unless you are under arrest. And of course, if you are under arrest, you have the right to remain silent. You don't have to tell them anything. This is further backed up by another Supreme Court matter, Regina versus Banner. Both of these are in the court cases chapter, Know Your Rights, which is a website that you can look up. It says, in Regina versus Banner, the judge said police have no right to detain you for the purposes of facilitating an investigation. Asking you why you are not wearing a mask is clearly facilitating an investigation. So they have no right to do that. So if you are just walking down the street, minding your own business, not harming anyone, irrespective of whether you are wearing a mask or not, the police call out to you, you do not have to stop and talk to them. Also, they cannot lawfully physically stop you standing in front of you and detain you and make you speak to them. If they attempt to do that, they are breaking the law. Having said that, if you do, for whatever reason, stop and talk to them, and they do ask you your name and address, then you should think about giving it to them. Otherwise, you are just going to make things far, far worse for yourself, as a number of people have found out over the past 12 months and seemingly quite recently in WA. I know he's sort of contradicting himself there with saying you don't have to give your details, but I think it just appeases them to, if they want your name and address, just give it to them, and then you can hit them with the bombshell, which I'm coming up to now. if someone asks you, do you have a mask or why aren't you wearing a mask or anything like that, you simply state, I have a medical exemption. That's it. They cannot lawfully ask you, what is your medical exemption? Do you have your medical exemption on you? Can you show your medical exemption? They can't do anything of any, sorry, they can't do any of that. Now, the minute someone asks you for more details, you just simply say to them something along the lines of, look, officer, I'd hate for you to get in trouble. I understand this interaction is being recorded because you know how they've got the recording things on their uniforms now. Mm. So for your protection, I'm informing you that the minute you ask me for my personal, private, medical information without actually being a medically trained professional who is treating me right now with my consent, the minute you did that, you are actually committing an offence. So I'll tell you what, I'll forget that you ever said that to me if you just let me go on my way. So at that point, the officer should immediately go, okay, this person knows what they're talking about. We do not want to get involved. Off you go. How do I know this? Because it's happened to us, happened to other people in the Know Your Rights group. This is what works. Now, if they push you and ask you for your name and address, or they say anything other than no worries, mate, on your way, then at that point, everything is done under duress. And you inform them of that. You explain that you told them they are committing an offence by detaining you, contrary to Regina versus Banner. They're committing an offence because they are asking you for your personal private medical information without actually being a medically trained professional who's treating you at that point. Everything is done under duress and you keep informing them of that. Therefore, because they are standing over you, all armed with guns, they're now an armed offender. So because they are an armed offender, you will cooperate under duress with whatever they request of you. Then explain you will be making a formal report to their superiors. So if anybody's interested, you can replay this podcast and go over what I just said, or you can go on to Know Your Rights group on Facebook and have a look at not the last video he's done, but the one before. This is where I've got all this information from. Then he goes into the QR codes. He says, if you are a business owner, where do the requirements for your business to have a QR code actually come from? They come from the Public Health Act or equivalent in your state. He says, now, yes, that is exactly the same Public Health Act, Public Health and Wellbeing Act, whatever it is called in your state. It's the exact same one that specifically dictates that you personally or your particular business must be specifically named in a public health order. So it needs to be John Smith trading as ABC Proprietary Limited. It has to be specified in a public health order. Now, of course, that public health order also needs to specify that COVID-19 is a quarantinable disease. None of these orders exist. So if you or your business has not been issued one of those directives, do not apply to you or your business. So if you're a business owner and you do not have a QR code on display and someone comes in and issues you a fine, that is how you would challenge it. The issue is, of course, the government has scared every business so badly over COVID by showing them how easy it was to cut off their source of income that 99% of businesses will now just blindly comply with whatever the government and the media tells them without actually looking into it, whether they need to lawfully do so or not. So as a consumer, it's up to you to nicely, calmly, and gently explain this to all of the business owners out there in the nicest way. Be respectful, be understanding of their situation. How would you feel if you didn't know any better before you found all this stuff out and you not only had your own income at stake, but that of your employees as well? Please approach this as a very non-confrontational, purely educational, polite manner. At the end of the day, the more people and businesses that wake up to the truth and understand it, the quicker we're going to put an end to this absolute insanity. Now, until that time comes, of course, once you've explained things to the business owner, or you might want to do this first and then explain it. Just hold up your phone, scan the QR code, pretend to enter a bit of information, close it down, and then just walk on. That's all you need to do. He's never been questioned on it. Remember, most business owners think this QR code thing is ridiculous as well. They don't want to deal with it. They just want to continue on with their business and make money. And then we've got here, but they're protecting their income and that of their employees. So as long as you look like you're doing it, doing the right thing, so that they, as a business, look like they're doing the right thing in case any eyes are watching them, that's all they really care about. Remember, pick your battles. Sometimes there's a point to stand your ground and fight. Other times you just go along with it as best you can and get on with things. That's everything I wrote down. But yeah, so there's some good information there, especially about the masks. You don't have to wear one. All you have to say is you have a medical exemption. And then you've got to know if the cops just continue on, try and force a mask on you, all this sort of thing, you just have to either record it yourself or write it down as soon as it's happened. Mm. Say, for example, I challenged GIO, it's a government insurance office that I was insured with over a kitchen that I was flooded. And there was another one where I was unlawfully dismissed from an employer. Every single time I've ever challenged any of these entities, I have always gone home and just written it down or put it on the computer as a Word document. And that has won my case every single time. You know why? Because the people that I was challenging, they didn't do the same thing. They didn't write it down. They didn't have a record of the incident. So putting it in writing or videoing it is so, so important. It's so powerful. It works every time, for me anyway. But even with this guy that's got this website up, he's been challenged at airports. He's been challenged in shopping centres all over the place. And because he knows the law, they leave him alone. So, you don't have to wear a mask if you don't want to. You know, they're very damaging. We've been through this over and over again with this information on how they can create can't remember the name of it now. But anyway, it can cause pneumonia. It can cause all sorts of issues in your lungs and your brain. So they're very, very dangerous things to wear on an ongoing basis. And these poor people in shops that are having to wear them eight hours straight every single day, like even in a local hospital here, I had nurses complaining to me about how, they hate wearing them, but they're forced to.
Yeah.
And see, these are the people that don't know their rights.
That's right.
They don't want to challenge the system. They're too scared. So knowledge is power. I keep saying that, And you've got to have the courage to do it, though, as well. So it's a double whammy, really. You've got to have the knowledge and you've got to have the courage to be able to implement it.
Does run down to that, doesn't it? Yeah, just bullying, really, isn't it? Just bullying people into submission.
It is, yeah.
Picking on them, pushing them in a corner, and it's like people are, it's like being put on TV, with these slick mongrels that run these shows. Mm. They just dig up something from your past, Oh, you smoked a joint when you were 17, right? And they're pushing a corner, you don't know what to say, and it's like that, and people are being pushed into a corner at work. I've had many messages from people that are saying they're being bullied at work and in shops, even with an exemption. They actually have a mask exemption and they're still being bullied by these,
these big-headed
clowns who think they're above the law. It's really sick, and they just get, they don't know what to do. And everybody's wearing them. So it's like you feel singled out. It really is.
The hive mind.
Yeah. It's a cult. It's a cult. It's now a cult.
And that's another thing that a lot of people will just go along with everything because they don't want to be singled out. They don't want to be ostracized. They don't want to be bullied. They don't want to be embarrassed. My neighbor across
Man.
the road, she's very much like that. Although I have noticed she has been telling me that she's going to leave her job very soon, because they're going to be making the flu shot mandatory. Because before, well, even I think it was last year when she did have the flu shot, she said, it might be the COVID shot. I can't remember what she said now. But anyway, she said, look, I've had enough. I'm leaving. I'm sick of this coercion and blackmail and everything. So now she's really seriously looking for something else. And, look, I mentioned that the aged care is really struggling. The company that I'm with, which is called Widden, the Widden Group. And I said I'd put in a good word for her, because I think they are looking to employ new people. But again, they're still frontline workers, so it's just a matter of time. They might not be front line, but they might be second in line. So it's coming down the slippery dip very quickly, and all of these people are going to be targeted. And it's a very, very scary situation when, especially the older people, where they don't have many other skills. They've been doing, say, nursing all their life, and they're being put into this position and not being given the right facts of how dangerous this is, to have to be blackmailed, medically blackmailed into having a potential death jab, for your job. And I had a meeting with Mandy, who is she's like the coordinator of the group, the aged care. And she came around and sat with me for an hour this morning, and I was just talking to her about mom and everything that's going on. And then we started talking about COVID and stuff. And she just said to me, she said, I'm leaving. If the minute they make that mandatory for my job, I'm out of there. My job is not worth me getting seriously ill or dying for. So this is what everybody's got to
That's
weigh up.
insane. Why would you risk it?
Yeah, because they're not being told the truth. See, Mandy's awake. She knows what's going on, to a degree, because I feed her stuff in, because I'm not friends with her on Facebook, but I'm on text message. Like, I've got her mobile, so I send her links, and I sent her that link of that poor woman. It looked like she was a burns victim. Remember that one I sent to you? Yeah. And she was absolutely horrified when she saw that. And so I'm slowly sending her more stuff. And I'm hoping that she's sharing it with friends and family. But yeah, it's really scary, really, really frightening.
It's crazy that you can be mismanaged into such a situation, you know, that you can be bullied into a situation where you're risking your life. And it not only that, that you could be in a lot of bad pain, you know, a lot of terrible, agonizing pain until you
Yeah,
die. You
I've
know,
heard even the
why would you
opioids aren't
do
even
that?
hitting the sides. Like, morphine's not even hitting the sides with some of these people, with their levels of
From what I'm
pain they're
seeing
in.
as well, Donna, you know, from what I'm looking at this system and, you know, and older stuff and going, looking back in history, you know, at all of this, I mean, they cannot force us to get this jab. They're not going to force us. You know, people say, well, you know, I mean, what does mandatory mean? Because, oh, we're not going to make it mandatory, we're going to make our lives bloody impossible to live without getting it right. But at the end of the day, they can't actually force you. They're actually, from my research, they're relying on us being stupid enough and brain damaged and manipulated enough to do it to ourselves, to actually want it. That's the way this system works. It's got to that. That's the way if enough of us say no, they won't be able to get this through. But they're relying on enough of us. Actually, it's un. Believable. We are actually being baited like rats. This is absolutely incredible. I mean, I've mentioned this many times. You know, a rat will eat a bait because it thinks it's food, but we are actually taking the bait knowingly. You know, this is insane, and we're doing it for them. The system is incredible. So it's just it's manipulating us with propaganda into taking the bait. You know, it's not going to force
us.
This is
not new, Adam.
You know?
It's not new.
It's been going on forever. I know.
Think about it. You know, let's look. Everything is being poisoned, right? Our skies, our water, our soils, our food. It's not just one thing here, you know. They've been trying to kill us off for years, and they've been doing it, but nothing to this degree. I mean, I saw some stats with regard to how many adverse events and deaths from so-called, in brackets, vaccines in the last, 5 months compared to the last 15 years? It's off the Richter scale. So they've got their foot well on the accelerator, on the throttle, to get as many people in their deathbeds or graves by 2023. I thought it was originally 2025, but it's looking to me. I mean, look at all the devastation in the last 4 or 5 months globally. You look sort of down the track to the end of 23. What are we going to look like then?
Ooh.
And they're still rolling more jabs out. More different ones. So they're right on schedule, as far as I can see.
What do you think about this meme, Donna? Someone sent me today. Big company owners get divorced, so they have a valid reason to offload all the company's shares before they fall in the next collapse. Bezos and Gates getting divorced means market collapses are coming very soon. This will then collapse the dollar and let them roll out the central bank digital currency. Don't say you weren't warned.
Yep.
Is Bill Gates a warning for a currency collapse?
Exactly right. Mm. Yeah, we're about to have the biggest financial crisis in history.
Mm.
And it's been coming for a long time.
And then
and
they
now
bring in
here.
The digital reset. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's the answer to everything.
Because it's going to be hardcore when they collapse everything.
Well, they're going to blame COVID.
Yeah,
COVID's been the Trojan horse for all of it. You know, what a perfect crime. A whole lot of it is just the most incredible crime in history, and they're getting away with it because they keep the propaganda going. And you know, I'm still seeing stacks and stacks of comments that people are just so in belief of what's going on. They just can't even go there.
That's going to be a global economy collapse. Isn't like what we've been through before, you know. This is not like the Asian market meltdown or something like that, you know. I mean, or something going wrong on Wall Street. This is a total planetary collapse where these people are going to go into their bunkers. They got bunkers probably underground, right?
Let me warn about Bitcoin. Okay, now this is all controlled by what? The internet. So.
You're going to lose it all.
If you think that your Bitcoin's safe, think again, because I don't trust it, never have. I like having something physical in my hand, not something in space, in cyberspace. So anyway, that's just my little warning for everybody. I know there's some lots and lots of Bitcoin lovers out there, and they're enjoying the fruits of how much it's gone up in the last 12 months, but I'd be cashing it in.
Crikey.
Real quick.
This
get
is
yourself set yourself up with food, water. If you've even got one Bitcoin, you'd be able to afford to, you know, set yourself up quite nicely off grid.
I think so
advice.
Too. I think that's the way to go. If you've got some land or even an acre or something, you know, with a caravan on it, you know, that you can go to. I'd start storing stuff now, everything that you can think of, because a planetary money crash is horrifying. I don't think people realize how scary that is. That is full on, man.
Yeah, and Klaus Schwab's talking about a cyber.
That's massive. Yeah, they could blame it on anything, Donna. Yeah, that's what you said. So, it could be COVID or a massive cyber attack from China or Russia, right? And then they just collapse the whole system. But, I mean, imagine, you know, I mean, without money. money, nothing's going to function. The supermarkets are going to run dry. There'll be no water coming out of the taps. And as I said, these people or these creatures or whatever the hell you want to call them running this planet, they're going to go to their ivory towers or their underground bunkers, and we're going to be left here to fight each other, you know. And when things run out, people become desperate, and it's going to be like one of those apocalyptic movies we're being shown so much about. I really do think that's full on. To think that could be coming, and that's where they're going to go. That this is all leading up to that, and then you know, of course, all the vaccines and everything that we see, and then that will kill most people off. And it's almost like dog eat dog. They go underground, and when it's all over, they come back up and start the new utopia. You know. It all starts again in their vision. But we've done the job for them, right? We've done all the job for them, well, you know, because that's what we'll do. We'll kill each other when we run out of food and water instead of helping each other and fighting this system back and taking our planet back. We'll kill one another because that's human beings.
Well, that's their goal, is to disable us to the extent where we can't fight back anymore. So with all the censorship, I even heard Dr. Mercola has been threatened to take off on his website anything to do with helping anyone to recover from COVID, such as vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc. So his website's all about, you know, helping people get well and protect themselves. Well, he's now been threatened heavily. To take it off his website, or I'm not sure what the threat was, but I could just imagine. So they're after this particular, they call it the Truth a Dozen or something. So obviously Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's in that dozen, Dr. Mercola, you've got Christine Northrup. There's all a few of them. The ones that are really out there at the moment, they're really targeting big time. So, I mean, they've got the ability to shut down your websites. You know, everyone's racing back to their websites and encouraging people to go there rather than on all of these other platforms like Facebook and stuff because of the censorship. It's just getting crazy. So now they're threatening to shut down their websites as well. I mean, God.
It's unbelievable.
We're going to have no way of communicating. I mean, we've had it so good up until, last year, and now they're really coming down with the hammer.
It's incredible. It's incredible, the censorship. It's remarkable.
Because it's working. The fact that we're getting the messages out to people, I mean, we wouldn't have a clue what was going on over in India if we didn't have the internet. You know, like there's people on the ground in India that I know that send me stuff in Messenger, and they're witnessing what's going on, and it's nothing to what the mainstream media is reporting on. It's all a psychological operation. It's all the media bullshit. What's that called?
Propaganda.
That's it. I knew it was a P. Yeah, see, PSYOP, propaganda.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so they're just feeding the fear continually. And I can see a lot of people are getting fed up with it, but they're still going along with it. You know, like it's like, well, what can we do about it? Oh, I'll just have to wear a mask to fit in, you know. Well, I can't fight back. How are we going to fight this? This is the attitude I'm coming up against.
Yeah, I know.
You know, like, well, I'll tell you right now what you can start doing. Buy a couple of magnets off me if you dare, put them on your car, and wear a few T-shirts. Here's 100 flyers. Do your local street. That's your contribution. God only knows how many people the light bulb might come on because you've done that. You know? Can't sit back and let this roll out. This is just insane. Think of your kids, for Christ's sake. Think of your grandkids. They're going to be left in this mess.
Mess?
That's not fair. This is not fair to them. You know? Not fair at all. You want them to turn into a cyborg and be a slave to these idiots? Go, just sit back and do nothing then.
That's right. Yeah, I think that some of these people, honestly, I swear, I know I seem like I'm being a smartass, but I honestly think that most of these people, they would take a bullet in the back of the head. If they were told, look, you're sick, we can't have you living in society anymore, we're going to take you to this camp and shoot you in the back of your head and put you in that hole right there. I swear to God, they would say, okay. It's just got that bad now. I mean, it's just unbelievable. These sorry-looking, sad, disgraceful, pathetic, useless individuals stumbling around yesterday with their stupid masks on, you know, with their nappies on their face. They can't even see. They're so big and they're just slopped on there in the mall, you know, getting their crap from Woolies, you know, and they're walking around, stumbling around. They're just like, and there's no fight in them. There's no guts.
You should have seen, you know, the local liquor store here. I went there
they
today.
They are packed. God, I wish I bought a liquor store, Donna. Man, I really do. Yeah. They are just a winner, Jesus, aren't they?
When I went in there, I was absolutely gobsmacked at the amount of cases of different types of beer that were displayed in the middle of this store. And I just go in and buy my six bottles of organic Shiraz. and I'm thinking,
that's just evil.
This is a little town. We've got like less than 3,000 people here. And they had, I'm not kidding, they must have had like probably 400 cases. I'm not kidding. It took up like a third of the store. So I can tell that there's a lot of, you know, serious beer drinkers around here. But I was absolutely gobsmacked. I was like, what the fuck?
There's pallets of the stuff.
Obviously they would not order that many if they didn't know that they would sell them.
Of course.
You know, like, Christ.
As soon as they bring in the restrictions or down here, like I drove past yesterday, it was just unbelievable. There was dudes walking out with two cases on each shoulder, you know, a case on each shoulder, a case of beer. I don't drink it hardly anymore. I do like just a black, like a dark beer or stouts a couple a week.
Yeah, my dad used to like that. Yeah,
I like that because I like the malt beers, but I don't have much.
It's actually good for you. I've read it,
it's the hops I have a problem with, so I stay away from hoppy beers, but I just get some gin for myself now. I have that with mineral water. Mm. That's what I drink each night. That's what I'm having now. I like that, and I'll just have a couple of black beers, but I can't believe it. Yeah, it's unbelievable. All those cases of beer, the guys, they down them. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I think this whole town's just basically alcoholic.
Truckloads, you know, like, of it, huh? Yeah.
Freaking hell. But I mean, this is the mentality. This is the type of demographic that we have in this town here. They're all country folk. There's a lot of elderly here. They're all set in their mindsets. You know, like they're all, you know, go home and watch that 6 o'clock news. Can't miss Tracy Grimshaw, Current Affair.
Oh,
you know,
so casting couch Tracy.
So I would imagine, you know, I mean, look, there is a certain percentage here that are awake, but very minority. I actually made a complaint to, because they got like a feedback sheet for IGA, and every time I used to go in there, I'd want to get my hemp bread. I would get my organic few little bits and pieces of vegetables they had there. And every time I'd go in there, there was nothing on the shelves, right? So I thought, fuck this. I'm going to write a little suggestion. And so I did a little complaint. And then the next morning, because they're very, very good there, they don't like having anybody grumbling about anything. So I had the stand-in manager, because the previous manager, Marcel, has been sick for the last 6 months. Wonder what's wrong with him. Anyway, so he's explaining to me about the issues they've had, you know, because of COVID, and it's always COVID's fault. And anyway, so I said to him, I said, thank you for ringing me back and letting me know about the particular items that are continually out of stock. And I said, I'd like to know this one question. I said, look, there's rumour going around that this COVID vaccine passport is coming in thick and fast. I said, I just want to give you a bit of a tip. I said, there is a growing group happening in Kyogle right now that if you implement that passport for us to enter your store, you're going to have a pretty serious gap in your customer base. And he said, oh, he said, well, it's not mandatory yet. He said, but we probably will have to implement it if it becomes law. I said, well, I said, you're going to have a huge chunk of people that aren't going to be visiting your store anymore. And I just put the seed in his head, you know. He said, oh, he says, I'm with you. He says, I'm not going to have that vaccine for quite a while yet. He said, there's been no long-term studies and rah-rah. He says, I'm very concerned about it, just like you are. I said, good. I said, because there needs to be more people to wake up to this, because there's been not just a handful of deaths and a few side effects here. We're talking thousands of people, and the media are not reporting on it. Mm. So I just, you know, sowed the seed in his brain, because he's like the stand-in manager. And if he had any brains, he'd be addressing that to all of his staff. But, yeah, we'll have to see about that.
That's insane. But, yeah, I know. Oh, I can't believe the gag orders on doctors here in this country. I can't believe that doctors are being treated like criminals. Even nurses, chiropractors, anybody who dares to even, you know, utter that these experimental injections come with serious risks. And, you know, they can't say anything. It's just, you got to take it. That's just sick. Absolutely sick. Unbelievable times. You know, but as I said before when we started, you know, in Australia, we got the jab rollout quite late compared to the US or, you know, the UK and stuff. And luckily, we had that time to see the damage that it caused so quickly.
Yeah. That was our blessing, in a sense.
People saw that here. And so the media, as I said, they know we know. So they can't just shut it all off like there's no injuries. So they're showing us some and they're saying it possibly could, it maybe it is. But how much is it in this country? How long can they hold on to this? Because it's going to be like a volcano.
I don't think they care, Adam. I really don't think they care, because this thing is transmissible. So the ones that are sitting back like us, not even thinking about having it, we don't know what the transmissible ways of it getting to us, okay? There's been two that have been revealed, through breath and through touch, okay? So you touch somebody that's had this vaccine, these nanobots or whatever the freaking hell it is that they're using can jump, can just crawl on you.
Well, GMO crops, as I said, GMO crops, the genetically modified crops jumped onto other ones. So this is the same as the vaccines. It's not a virus spreading. It's technology.
No, I know it's not the virus, but it's whatever technology they've used, it's transmissible. So whether it's the spike protein or whether it's these nanobot things that they're using.
That is horrifying.
And we don't know what,
because that means that means they just want to, that means they just need a certain amount of each population in each country all over the world to get a jab, and then it will just it'll go
do its job,
you know,
for
like
them.
A wildfire, like its job. And this means that some type of technology is making its way out of people through their noses or throats or eyes or paws.
This is our worst nightmare.
It's a science fiction movie, horror movie nightmare. If that is the case. That is frightening. And I'll tell you something, Donna. I'll tell you something, Donna, just quickly before you go there. You know, I have much respect for John Rappaport. You know, he's a great writer, and he is writing about this as well, about these vaccinated people shedding and this genetic disaster. And for him to go there, that is, we must look at this. This is very serious, man, because we don't know what we're dealing with. And that's what he says. We don't know what's happened to people and what they have. And they've been showing us in these sick movies, these sci-fi horror movies, they show you this kind of stuff, you know. It's really very, very strange times, man. This is, and I was saying that to Rob the other night, and that's why we were so angry about it, is that I think that in this case, Donna, we have a right to defend ourselves, and we have a right to say, I don't want these people near us. But what do you do when, you know, if half the population of Australia get this, or even a quarter? What are you going to do if your family members or people around you start getting it? How are you going to defend yourself? Because you need to defend yourself, because this is a direct threat if this is the case.
Well, I'm pretty okay with my family because I know my daughter's not going to
get it.
You're
all right where you are, yeah.
And my mother, inside. Obviously. The rest of my family I've divorced, so they can just suck it up, you know, because they're going to find out the hard way. I sort of sent out a few, when I was talking to some of them, some warnings, especially my stepson, who, you know, totally believes in vaccines, and stupid ex-wife of his is a total pro-vaxxer. I was starting to get through to him. But even like this last Christmas, which was my step grandkids, I suppose you call them, I didn't even call him son for their birthdays. I didn't send them anything for Christmas, which is the first time in, 6 years. And I had to divorce myself from it because I didn't want to hear about the atrocities that when they do eventually get these vaccines, I don't want to hear about it. It'll break my heart. You know, I love those kids, but I've had to break away from it. And it was really difficult to do. I was umming and ahhing about it for a few months prior to Christmas. And I'm thinking, I never get a phone call from him. I'm always the one that instigates the connection. It's like, I don't know, he's a weird kid, my husband's son. And I've done my utmost to show him my love and my sorrow for him losing his father and all the rest of it, and support his kids. But because of the distance, it's difficult. But, hey, we both have mobile phones. So how about you pick it up for a change and see how your sister is and see how I am, you know? But no. So I thought, no, I'm just going to let him go. It's difficult to do, and I know exactly how it would be for a lot of people dealing with this, and I know there is a lot of your listeners that would be dealing with this right now. And it is a really horrific, horrible situation to know that you are trying to protect them, but they don't see it that way. They just think you're a nutcase. Mm. You know, they've just been so brainwashed their entire lives. And for you to come out and say something the opposite, that our government is telling everybody that it's safe and effective, is absolute genocide, murder. They are lying through their teeth, and they're smiling about it. Look at that, as Jacinta Ardern, that thing over in fucking New Zealand. My God, she's smiling and nodding her head when she's talking about what she's going to do to her own people, the ones that refuse the vaccine, that are frontline workers over there right now. They're going to be removed. I love the way she says, we're just going to move them on. Oh, where are you going to move them on to? What, over the cliff? What, are you going to put them into a re-education camp and jab them there? I mean, she's insane. I mean, they're all insane, but I can't stand her, him, whatever it is. You know, like she's got a bag of bloody grapes running around in between her legs as she's walking in one of the video shots I saw. I mean, yeah, she's just a psychopath, just absolutely out of control. And she's like a little Hitler, isn't she? I can't stand her. I can't stand looking at her.
They've popularized or made so popular serial killers right throughout history, which could be another massive psyop. Charles Manson, these people heavily tied to the CIA and stuff like that. So another psych war. You know, where the public get engaged with this and then become used to these kinds of serial killers that are doing horrific things to young women and stuff like that. So they get us used to it. But these politicians, as you mentioned, the New Zealand Prime Minister, they're psychotic. And so trying to argue with her would be like trying to argue with a serial killer. You know, when you're in a cage, for trying to beg them not to kill you, they just want to kill you more, and they toy with you. So these people are absolute psychos. That's what they are. They're absolute psychos. You can clearly see that, you know?
I'm wondering whether they've been mind controlled, you know, like the Manchurian
Candidate.
Well,
yeah, they have no feelings.
Go see it.
They don't feel like you or I, Donna. They're indifferent. What you're saying now doesn't matter. They don't see it that way. No. You're just a rat in the experiment. It doesn't matter. That's what I was saying about Jeanette Young. They just don't see the injuries like we do, that it's just horrible. It's just a test case. So there's something very wrong with them.
I think they know exactly what
they know what
on.
They're doing, yeah, but
yeah,
they don't
they
feel
know,
it.
They know. No, they don't feel it. No,
they don't feel it like you and I do. Yeah, it's eugenics. No. It's part of the big experiments. Yeah, it's just the way that they are. That's why they're in those roles, because they're chosen. You know, they're chosen to do that. And where they go, what kind of education they get and what happens to them, we don't know. But they ain't normal, and they're not like us, and they're monsters, you know. And you can't try to talk them down, and you can't relate, that's why all these protests and things, you can't win with them. There's nothing that you can do to talk them down. We have to try and overpower them and get rid of them. They have to be arrested. I think the people have to eventually go in and arrest these people, because they're out of their minds.
Yeah, that's what David Icke is saying. We need to do citizens' arrest. Citizens' arrest, and what do we do with these people? Because you can't stick them into the normal
In the old West.
Yeah.
That's the only way.
Yeah. I mean, there's no point in going through the friggin' judicial system.
Because they run it.
Because that's all bought too.
They run it.
So what do you do with them? Yeah, public hanging, I reckon, is a great idea.
But most of the public are so brain damaged, you know, they're under mind control, and this is Stockholm Syndrome, captor bonding.
That's how they're so convincing. This is what I'm trying to work out. They're so convincing on the TVs, all right? They look like they're genuinely care about you, genuinely concerned about this situation that's getting so out of control with the bullshit COVID. They're very convincing. So it's almost like if you
also
see the movie Manchurian Candidate, you will understand what we're talking about here, because that guy was triggered on a telephone call back in the day of the landline with one word. And that would send him into his role of what they wanted him to do. So he was in politics. Okay. So they did experiments on this dude, and they turned him into what they call a Manchurian candidate, which means under total mind control. He could come out of it and act normally, and then he'd get a phone call and something would trigger him to then do their dirty work for them. Amazing movie.
It is, and you know, I mean, how do these serial killers pick up young women in bars? You know, and you hear about them; they were so slick, you know, it's a way that they are. You know, some people are like that, but yeah, the triggering effect is interesting too. You know, I think that's old school, where people are triggered by colours, sounds. Look at hypnotists. I mean, you can go to the bloody local RSLs and watch these hypnotists do that to people, you know, knock them out.
Well, they've probably already implanted these.
Imagine
idiots,
what they've
you know,
got,
like
the technology.
All of our politicians, they probably already got implants, and they just send an EMF beam or whatever, and then next thing they're doing what they want them to do.
Yeah, they seem hypnotized. I've always said that. As we say, a fair few of our politicians, including Bob Hawke, Julia Gillard, and a few of them are Rhodes Scholars. So they go to these where they study this, you know. So there's definitely something in their past. There's something there. You know, you can, and as I've always said, you can see with these people, these, what do we call them? Oh, okay, prime ministers. Yeah, right. we're just a product in a big department store, Donna. This is not a country. This is not a democracy. This is just part of a corporation that's much bigger. And these people aren't prime ministers and politicians. They're just engineered in such a way to be in that role. They're an actor playing a role. That's all they are and ever were. And prime ministers, this is interesting to look at because they all speak, they're almost, even women and men, they're all got the same tones in their voices and they act in the same way and it's all the same agenda. And we're constantly fooled by it time and time again. It really is a vicious circle, you know, because this year we're all going to go down in our mobs. We're going to have a sausage sandwich and we're going to vote in the Labor guy because that's going to be different, you know. And they promise a lot of things, you know, and they tell you a lot of things. And then we vote them in. It's the same agenda. And it goes on and on, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. And we just don't get it. It's the same people, the same agenda. They've got the same attitudes. It's exactly the same. You can't fault it. It's incredible. Look at all the prime ministers we've had. Every single one is the same. And we're just still here in 21 buying it. We still think we live in a free society. It's unbelievable. And until that changes and the mindset of the people changes in a massive way, and I'm talking a massive way, we will never fix this. It will never go away. And until then, all we can do is be educated and aware and self-aware and do our best to navigate and survive it. There's no other way because we're not going to change it until all of us do it together.
You know, I can't see that happening.
And I can't either because it's just people are getting vaccinated, Donna. So what the hell are we going to do, you know? It's an incredible thing. Listen to this, Donna, from John Rappaport. It's very interesting. He says the COVID vaccine is a gene treatment. RNA is injected into the body for the purpose of forcing cells to manufacture a protein. The promise? Protection against a imaginary made-up virus. The first generation of Monsanto crops followed the same pattern. Genes were injected into plants like a vaccine. Its purpose was protection, in this case, against Monsanto's own herbicide poison Roundup. The overall health of the crops and the human body were reduced. The nutritive value of the crops diminished. Superweeds on the GMO farms flourished. The huge number of adverse effects from the vaccine testify to expanding human damage. The Monsanto genes in the plants drifted. They were found in non-GMO plants in soil bacteria and human gut bacteria. The RNA in the vaccine and or its products appear to have shed and drifted from person to person, giving the large numbers of reports from unvaccinated women who, after coming into contact with vaccinated persons, experienced interrupted patterns of menstruation, bleeding, and miscarriages. So that's just a part of it. He says here both GMO crops and GMO vaccines are imposed top-down on the population from corporate giants who are reaping massive profits. Continuing propaganda campaigns are designed to convince farmers and the general populations to accept and celebrate the dangerous GMO crops and the GMO vaccines. So, you know, that's only a part of John's article there. And I think that he has tied up this Monsanto GMO technology with these vaccines. And I think that must be brought out. It's really interesting. And the drifting, this is incredible and extremely frightening. It's invasion of the body snatchers, Donna. This is a science fiction fucking movie.
Yeah, they don't want humans. They want part human, part machine. Don't ask me why they want the remainder of the human race, but obviously have a role for it. They just want slaves. They just don't want us to have free will. They don't want us to have an opinion. They just want us to do what they want us to do. That's it. Yeah, but, I mean, on a positive note, as I said earlier, before you started recording, there is some good news, and that is the Canadian Supreme Court have accepted the case for crimes against humanity presented by Dr. Rainer Fulmich. He's a German-American lawyer. He's got practices in both countries. R.F. Kennedy Jr. and Dolores Cahill, who is the president or the CEO, whatever her title is, of the World Freedom Alliance project, I think it's called. She's Irish and she's a real go-getter. She believes in the virus, but she certainly doesn't believe in anything else attached to it, like the lockdowns and all the rest of it. So she's very vocal. So it also says, this is massive. If this is accepted by one Supreme Court, the case has to be accepted by all countries. And this dude had the PDF, which I did send to you. So if you want to have a read of that, it's a little ray of hope. I mean, we're dealing with maritime law courts here, so who? But I'm really surprised that even just this one court has accepted the case. So, and as I said earlier, can you imagine how big this is? Like, these people are actually suing Professor Dresden, who stole the accolades, I would call it, from Carrie Mullis, who was the inventor of the PCR test. And when this COVID crap started surfacing, this Professor Dresden, who's in Germany, claimed that test for himself. So he was basically getting all of the, you know, what's the word? The test was basically named after him, but he wasn't the inventor.
Getting all the glory.
So, glory, that's it. So, yeah, and Dr. Rainer Fulmich, the lawyer, he's suing him because he was falsely promoting the test. And also, what else was there? The test. I think he's going after Facebook and Twitter for all the censorship. He's going after some really, really big names. And kudos to all of them. I mean, Dr. Fulmich, he's got a huge team of lawyers that are all collaborating together to fight this. They've got stacks and stacks of interviews with professors, doctors, nurses, you name it. So they've got a really, really strong case against this crime against humanity. And then you've got RFK Jr. He's got a whole team of lawyers as well that are all working on this. And then you've got Dolores Cahill, who's developed this Freedom Alliance. And she's got, like, this whole alliance is full of doctors and experts as well. So it's an army of experts fighting against this crime of the century. Crime of the last, 200 years, I guess you'd say. Because, I mean, it hasn't just come out of the blue with COVID. This has been going on for a couple of hundred years. You know, when you think about what Rockefeller started with allopathic medicine back in the early 1900s, you can go even further back than that with what they've been trying to do to humans.
Mm.
So, and animals. I mean, it's not just humans.
Yes.
But it's a huge, huge case. It's the biggest case in history. So if they pull this off, wow, I'll take my hat off.
I think they're getting desperate. One of the members.
And if this doesn't work, there's going to be civil war.
I think so. I think it has to.
Because enough's enough.
They're pushing. One of the members on the website, South Oz Man, good on you, buddy. He's put up a thing here. New Zealand frontline workers and border workers, including ports and airports, are now required by law to be vaccinated. Yep. This includes both people in government and private companies. If people are not, they will be fired. But that's not even the worst part of this. If you look at the actual law, which is here, that's the document that he's put there in the members chat there, written out below. Not only could these people be fired, they could also face fines of $4,000 or prison for 6 months. So, and I'm looking at the legislation from New Zealand there. So that is going to war against people. That is outright threats. This is unbelievable. This is beyond illegal, and this is where they're going, and I think this is a sign that they're desperate because they can't get enough people jabbed, and I think now the millions of people need to start standing up and tearing this system down in any way that they can. We need to take the law back in our own hands and tear this system to pieces. How many police and even military people do they have? There's not enough of them to withstand all of us tearing this system to absolute pieces.
Look what happened
in London. Insane.
The big march they had, and there were, I mean, there's been numbers floating around 750,000 people on the streets. That is a lot of people. And you know, all of the COVID cops were just standing there in shock, because they could not believe the numbers.
They need to take this to from the streets to these politicians' offices and these departments and start breaking windows and taking out these people. And
look what they did in Iceland. Iceland is a classic example of what needs to be done. They went into their parliaments over.
Got rid of these criminals.
They dragged those fucking criminals out of their cushy little offices and threw them out on the streets and sacked them.
That's what the people need to do. We've got to take our law back, common law, your natural law.
There's going to be people that are going to probably die doing this, okay, because in every unrest, civil war, if you want to call it that, the people are fed up, had a gutful of this bullshit, and our so-called politicians are supposed to be, you know, doing the right thing by us. They're not. And so what are we paying them for? What are we paying them for to become total dictators? No, it's not going to work. So, you know, if that can happen in London, that can happen here. And we've got the World Alliance Freedom March thing happening on the 15th of this month, which is next, not this Sunday. What is it? Not this Sunday, the following Sunday, I think. And everyone should be out there. Everybody. Let's show them that we mean business.
Mm.
Okay? We're not sitting on our couches anymore going, oh, woe is me, I'm frightened, what can I do? Numbers really intimidate. You know, just like they're doing to us, intimidating us with the cowardly way that they single out a couple of people, you know, in a rally, and the cops do the big circle, and then they just zoom in on them, and then they start arresting them and bashing them and doing unlawful arrests and everything else that they're doing, you know. So the numbers really intimidate the cops, because there aren't enough cops to arrest everybody. And so these cowards were just standing on the sides of the streets, just with their jaws dropped, I reckon. They couldn't do a thing because there's too many of them.
Is this what New Zealanders are going to put up with too? You know,
well, it looks like they are.
Are New Zealanders going to sit on your ass and allow this cretin to do this to you?
They better bloody hurry up and get off their couches, because,
your country's
the dictator
gone.
Is zooming in.
You have a dictator, lifetime, man. And you're not going to do anything about it? We're just going to sit around and we're not only going to sit around and allow this to happen, but we're going to inject ourselves with poison and die?
Has anybody heard what's happened to Karen Brewer? She lives in New Zealand. She was the one doing those videos about the politicians and, you know, who's your daddy and all the rest of it. I haven't seen or heard of her for ages.
They disappeared.
I wonder if she's still alive. God. Because I know the cops did come around to her house at one point and she videoed it. But, yeah, she was really, really vocal. She was exposing a lot of the pedophilia, you know, with all the politicians. And
New Zealand's boof.
Yeah, so God only knows what's happened to her with all this going on. Unless she's on a different platform somewhere, but I haven't seen her at all anywhere. I think she lost her Facebook account, Twitter account, YouTube. So, yeah, I might have a look on BitChute and see if she's on there. But I haven't heard anybody talking about her at all. So that's a bit of a worry.
Boy, Donna, we'll plug out for tonight and great show. Just looking at Health Impact News, a 16-year-old Wisconsin girl has died after the second dose of the Pfizer mRNA injection. She's been identified, and that has been all put up and registered through the VAERS system, and she's got an ID number here, a 16-year-old female. Died after getting the those injections and clinically was presented as that, so after having a cardiac arrest at home. So this is another one. She says here, "I've never experienced this amount of pain and I'm at a complete loss for words. Huge, your children." These are people talking about their kids going, it's just too hard to read, but that's the way it is. And now they're lining up 12 and 15-year-old children are next for Pfizer injections. They're going to start testing on them at the will of the parents. They're going to be handing them in to the fires of Moloch. Just go and kick your children into a fucking fire. Go and do that. Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, go. Yeah, yeah, he's my baby. Do you want my newborn baby? Here's my 12-year-old daughter to the Pfizer Pharmaceutical Corporation. Here, go and inject her with poison, and I just want to see her die like a rat. I love my daughter. This is unbelievable. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, two-year-old poor
girl.
Died.
Poor girl. Yeah, another
two,
one.
Two-year-old was murdered, and a 12-year-old girl.
There's so
she
many.
She was put in the trial, and she's now paraplegic. Okay, so she can't feel anything from the waist down. She's on a feeding tube. The pain is insane.
Who can you trust, Donna, if you can't trust your own parents?
Those parents need a kick up the ass. They need to be put in jail for life.
What an ultimate display of betrayal.
It's just...
your own parents.
No amount of money is worth sacrificing your child.
Your own parents just offering you... Your own parents offering you up... their own children to pharmaceutical experiments, like guinea pigs. Yeah, they're just not even rats. Just I can't even go there. I just do not understand what is wrong with people. I can't get it. I don't know where they get to this stage of thinking. It's like they love their children. They really seem to, and then they just. They participate in this sacrificial murder of their own children, thinking that they're doing the right thing because they want to be these Robin Hood type characters and save the world from the COVID-19 boogeyman. You've just murdered your own child. This is unbelievable. For God's sakes, people, wake up, man. This is unbelievable. These poor kids. I mean, goodness me, this girl's a beautiful girl, 16, dead. After these experimental vaccines. Oh, my goodness me, Donna. There's more each day. I can't cover it all. I wanted to put up more tonight on the website. I'm tired. I can't. I'm doing so much podcasts. I'll try and do some more tomorrow, but it's just coming thick and fast. And we're going to start seeing it here. Don't forget, in Australia, this is pretty new. The general population is only just starting to get jabbed now, and this is going to be a mountain of injuries and death that we're going to start seeing. It's going to really horrify people, man. We need to stop this now. This is insane. I can't believe it. I just want to wake up tomorrow morning and it was all a dream, but it's happening. And it's a war. It's a war. It's a war against us. And I can't believe, going out the other day and people are just putting these masks on their face again. They're not even willing to question why they're wearing the masks. They're just doing it.
All people need to do is just remember to say, I have a medical exemption. If it goes any further past that, you've got to memorize what I said earlier about the fact that the cop is not my medical practitioner. And they're the only people that are allowed to see my exemption in writing. So if they can remember that and just go back to what I said earlier with when I was reading it, just remember what that guy said. and learn it off by heart, and it'll roll off your tongue and you won't be intimidated. You'll just say it and it'll put them back in their box. And if they go any further than that, then you report them. You get their name and their badge number and you report them to their superior officer. And if it needs to go to court, then so be it, because it's going to be thrown out. Okay, so they're playing on everybody's compliance here. Don't let them get away with it. And think about your own health with wearing the effing mask, because it's not good for you. You know, I know Dr. Russell Blaylock wrote it in one of his reports when he did a report on the masks. And it was two very serious conditions that you get from wearing a mask any longer than 20 minutes.
Ugh.
Bacterial pneumonia, you name it.
And the thing is, those fucking things will never be normal for me. I don't care if they do this for the next 20 years.
No.
It's never going to be normal. It's abnormal. It's sick. And when I look at them, I just feel I don't want to be near you. Okay? That is not normal, wearing a mask in modern society. I don't care how long this goes on. My stomach, I just feel ill looking at you. It's just gross. If you put that thing on your face, then you are submitting to this system and you are a laughingstock and you're just a rat in the experiment. So go join the other rats. We don't want anything to do with you. We're moving on here and we want positive change. This is sick and we don't want this. We want to go back to our lives and we want to go back to natural law and natural living. We don't want this sick, demented, disgusting system. So if you want to put those things on your face, go ahead. You want to get the jabs, go ahead. If we can't stop you, go and do it. But you are the enemy. Stay the hell away from us, because this is now war. And if you want to play in that system, go and do it. I've had enough. I'm not going to pretend anymore that I like these people or I can get along with them. That's it. I'm done. I'm sorry. It is done. It is finished. I have had enough. We have no time to muck around with these people. Stumbling around with their masks on, you are lost in the dark ages. This is ridiculous. Wake up and grow up. I am begging you, because there's no time. There's no
silent
time anymore.
Silent weapons for quiet wars.
This is insane, Donna. This is insane. I can't believe it's 2021 and these miserable people are shoving these masks on their faces. The other day, before their beloved little restrictions came into play, because they're just such goody little two-shoes. And they really want you to see that they're wearing a mask, because they just want to, they go into the store, they walk into Big W or somewhere like that, and they make a big show of putting the sanitizer on their hands, and then they raise their hands up in the air like they're gonna celebrate something, and they rub them together, and then they rub them in front of you, and then they look at you, and it's like, what do you want? Do you want me to present you with a medal which says expert hand sanitizing man on there? I mean, what do you want, honestly? I mean, you know, it's crazy. It's like, so who gives a shit? You sanitize your hands. What do you want? You know, and it's like they really want to display. And I think it's because they want everyone around them to know that they're doing the right thing.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you know, we're all in this together.
Oh, my God. Help me. Help me. You know, for us, it really is torture. It really can be torture.
I'm actually the talk of Vistaprint at the moment, because I've been speaking to quite a few operators lately.
You're on the list.
Oh, no. They're asking me
You're
about
You're going to get a man from Vistaprint visiting. You know what's going to happen, Donna? A black van's going to pull you up and they're going to drag you in the back and take you to a warehouse with a bag on your head. And they're going to pull the bag off, and it's going to be the big head CEO of Vistaprint. These t-shirts, Donna, have you been ordering them?
One of my latest, I stole the meme, and I actually got it printed on a car magnet, and it's actually a bigger magnet now because my car's bigger. But anyway, and it's all the different masks, you know, like for painting and radioactivity and pesticides, and then you've got this little tiny mask for the most dangerous virus in history. And one of the operators said to me, he said, "Oh, I really like that one." He says, "That makes so much sense." So I'm talking to different operators because I'm getting these designs done by the design services, which is part of the service that they offer in Vistaprint. If you can't, if your design isn't exactly what you want it to be, so for example, the meme might only cover a portion of the car magnet, so I have to get design services to make it like stretch it out and push, like make it go right across the car magnet. And every time I speak to an operator now, they do say something about what I'm doing here, you know. And yeah, so I thought that was good because I'm definitely the talk of the town with Vistaprint for the t-shirts and the magnets. Because every now and again, like I'll just put in an order of like four or five magnets and four t-shirts, and I've got another order ready to go. So I'm just going to rotate them, and then they're working. So long as I'm getting response from people noticing them, I'll keep doing it. Why not?
Good work. Good work. I might go to the mall tomorrow morning with a little pink G-string over my face. What do you think? I mean, I'm covering my mush, right? What does it matter what it looks like? Is that wrong? It's wrong. Shut up, Adam. That's
I think that, I think, why not? They're taking the Mickey out of us, out on us. Why not take it out on them?
maybe a
Payback
bucket over
time.
my head or something. I don't know. With the
Yeah.
eyes cut out.
Oh, I saw this funny woman. God, she was hilarious. She was the one that was going into Bunnings, and she didn't have a mask, so she had like a 4 liter box of water, you know, with the bladder inside it. So she took the bladder out and she just poked holes into the box. And she put the box over her head and walked into Bunnings, and nobody said anything. Can you believe that? Like they just looked at her like it was normal. This was a few months ago. Oh God, she was hilarious. She's she went up to the checkout, and she's the poor woman couldn't understand what she was saying because the box was over her head. You know, like do stuff like that, it makes everybody laugh.
Nice.
Because she was
Nice.
doing a live video of herself when she went into Bunnings.
That's what
And
we
this was
should
like at
do.
the beginning when Bunnings were, you
Yeah.
know, carrying on about the masks and everything and the social distancing. But yeah,
You can
funny,
do that.
funny.
Wear a Stormtrooper mask or a Darth Vader mask or something like that, I guess.
Yeah,
You know,
that would be
just make
cool.
fun of it. Because what else can you do? It's so idiotic.
Oh, V for Vendetta mask. That should get it, get
Yeah,
the
that's
message
what
across.
all these stupid people, you know, around, they're not even making it fun. They're just, most of them are just in the old school, you know, the fiber surgical mask, the ones that's just like you're breathing in, you know, like bits of glass that's just going through your lungs, you know. They're all in those classic kind of versions. They're not even attempting to do something different. So it's just. There's no thought patterns there or uniqueness or anything. It's just the government says put on your mask at 5 p.m. today. The mask goes on, the mask comes off, the mask goes on, the mask comes off, you know. The TV says so. The TV just told me to go and walk off that bridge. So off I go, you know. It's really like that. It's unbelievable. You know, sleepwalking into tyranny. Unbelievable. Good, Donna. We'll chat again on the next one. Great chatting with you tonight, as
Yeah, thanks for
always.
having me again. Robert's found me a really good headset and microphone, so I'm about to order that. He found it on eBay for me, so hopefully I'll get it for the next podcast, and you'll be able to hear me much clearer.
Yeah,
That'd
sounds
be good.
great tonight. So that's fine. It sounds great tonight. That's good. Yeah, let me know how that goes. If yeah, Rob's got himself a new setup, so I call him Golden Tonsils. He's the new John Laws, and so we were going to have to call you Golden Tonsils, Donna, with your new mic. Yeah, that's a big deal for us here in independent real media. We
Yeah,
get very excited when we get
I'm
a new mic or a headset, you
becoming
know.
quite the pro now.
Yeah, this is like big for us, you know. We're like, wow, you know, it's like, it means a lot, you know. So please support us and support Rob over there. You know, you can check out the podcast going up, donate to his PayPal and help Rob get some groceries and things that he needs. And Rob's got himself a new mic, so he will be very excited next week to jump on with me and cover all the latest and with his new golden tonsils. and Donna as well, let us know how you go. And we try to put out good sounding and nice content here as best we can and as much as we can. There's always plenty to cover. I think that's the way to go. We're living in an age now where we're not just going over things here and there that happen every few years. We're going over stuff that's happening every few minutes. This is absolutely crazy. We need to get it out and talk about it every single second of the day. And it changes day to day. This is incredible times that we're living in. I don't think any of us thought we were going to wake up and live this, but we are. We're in it. We're in the middle of it. It's incredible, man. People are getting injected right now. People in nursing homes everywhere. And we just have to know more and keep getting that awareness out. Every single person that we can wake up and get on our team is fantastic. You know, that's what we need to do. And keep talking and not be scared and get the information out there and get people involved. Good stuff, Donna. We'll chat again on the next one. Take care. Stay sane. Keep going with all your great work, all your T-shirts and everything that you're doing. And keep me informed and up to date, no matter how much it is. And we'll chat again next Wednesday, hopefully.
Yes, and actually I'm quite impressed with Vistaprint's quality of T-shirts. So what I might do is I might send you one down and see if you like the quality, and then you might want to do your own Crest files.
Thank you, Donna. I will I'll absolutely do that. Thank you very much. Yeah. I will. Yeah.
Oh, that'll look awesome with the Crest files in silver on a black T-shirt, as you mentioned.
That's right.
So, yeah. But, anyway, we'll chat and I'll get your details and I'll send you down one.
Okay. Thanks for that, Donna. Keep moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not stopping now. No way breathing. All right, I'll speak to you soon.
All right, take care.
Bye.